Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Race on a Tuesday. Johnny Marks, Ike Race. Hi, Ike.
Johnny Marks. How is your boy?
Well, it's Tuesday. Tuesday's with Elliot. He's coming up at 3 o'clock. And he actually tweeted this out earlier, and it's something that I've been thinking, and it's something that we talked about a little bit yesterday. But the Eagles are 10-1, so I know not a lot of people have concerns. Things are good with the Eagles right now. Best record in football. They're playing great. They are. They're playing great. They're 10-1. But I do have concerns. And my biggest concern, and it's what Elliot tweeted out, he's coming up at 3 o'clock, he'll talk about it, is the passing offense is my biggest concern with the Eagles right now. And, like, they're still, like, they were still able to run the football well. They're still passing the ball. And it's less, like, to do. I know a lot of people are gonna jump on me and say that's me taking a shot at Jalen Hurts. It's really more about the coaching staff and kind of the way that they've been calling plays and how they've been running the offense, not just this year, but also last year. They're most effective when they run the ball. And it's a hard way to survive. It really is. So if I'm looking at a team that's 10-1, and they're 10-1, I'm looking ahead to the playoffs. I'm looking ahead to when you're playing the good teams, the better coordinators. I'm worried about the passing offense because they haven't really had much of a passing offense in recent weeks.
They haven't needed it.
Well,
that would be my counter to it. Like, they haven't needed the passing offense, and when they have needed to pass the ball, they seemingly have been able to pass the ball.
It's different than last year because you have A.J. Brown, you have Devontae in a second year, you have Quez Watkins who looks really good in that role of being the third wide receiver. You also don't have Dallas Goedert. You also don't have good running backs out of the backfield in the passing game. You also don't have a good screen game, right? So you're really relying, especially at this moment, on your wide receivers in the passing game. And I don't think it's by coincidence, Ike, that the last couple of games, or at least the end of the Indianapolis game, even in previous weeks, with that was like in the fourth quarter when they need a drive. What do? In the fourth quarter or whenever they need, it's like, okay, we need to stop momentum here. The other team scored a couple of touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like, they go to the run almost every time. Why do they go to the run? Because it's what works, right? Like, if they could pass the way that they can run in some of these games, they would do it. They want to pass, but they know that their best option in winning these games is by running the ball. And I worried that that's in lieu of developing the passing game.
Well, when you say they want to pass, well, who wants to pass?
Who? Jeffrey Lurie?
Yeah, because you said when they want to win, they go to the running game. That would imply that they want to run the football.
Well, wouldn't you agree that it seemed like in a lot of those games that they were not running the ball and they were not running the ball? It's almost like that they were like, no, we got to develop the passing game. We want to pass. And then when they're like –
Last year, you mean?
Well, no, even this year.
This year, okay.
Even this year to where they said – like, not like that was the stretch of the season where they overthrew the ball early last year. And then they're like, hold on, we can't win like this. This is what we got to do. I'm talking about like in games. Mm-hmm. In games where they were much, much more pass heavy until the fourth quarter when they're like, all right, let's run the ball. Like, that's what works best for us. We're going to run the ball right here. And they've gotten the drives. They've gotten the yards. They've gotten the points when they needed it. I guess I'd like to see.
So then my question would be, have they lost a game? Well, we know they've only lost one. And that wasn't because they didn't pass the ball well. You see what I'm saying? Like, they whatever concerns you may have about the passing game, none of that has seemingly cost the Eagles. Now, could they go through stretches where, you know, they may be off, Jalen may be off throwing the ball, or the receivers are dropping, whatever. They're not completing high percentages or passes down the field. I guess that stuff can happen depending on how a defense is playing you or whatever. But I've always thought, obviously, number one, the objective is to win the game. So we don't have any problems with that. We don't have any issues with that. They played 11. They won 10 of them. We can't really
call
about that.
Yes,
they're 10-1.
Agreed.
So now we're looking at style, how they're getting it done. And you're saying you're projecting not just for the teams that they played, but you're projecting playing against better defenses, playing in the playoffs, whether or not you can win the Super Bowl. You don't believe, can they beat San Francisco? Can they beat Dallas playing football like this? If you get to the Super Bowl, can you beat Buffalo or Kansas City or whomever playing like this? I'm just trying to understand your question.
I got to fast forward the last year when in this exact stretch of time, run.
I don't think the offense is as run heavy as it was last year.
Well, I think they can actually pass the ball much better. Like last year.
Oh, it's clearly they can throw the ball better than they did last year. That's not even a question.
Without a question. But I can't help to look to last year when they were doing this same thing, and I heard the same thing was that, like, no, you don't need to pass the ball. You can run the ball. They can't be stopped running. They can't be stopped running until a team was like, all right, we're going to stop you running, and now what?
And see, then that's where my issue came in, and that's where we had to address the offseason. I think that's what the Eagles said to themselves. Yeah, if a team is going to take something away from us, we need to have the ability to go to this as well. And that's why I like this football team. That's why I don't have the concerns that you and Elliot may have. Because, quite frankly, this team can win running the football or passing the football if they have to. We've seen Jalen throw the ball 40-plus times, and when he throws the ball 40-plus times, it doesn't lead to 60% completion, 55% completion, two interceptions. So it's not like, okay, if we let him throw the ball 40 times, it's going to be a disaster. That's not the case. We're not throwing the ball to Jalen Reagor and Mac Hollins. And I like Mac Hollins. He just popped in my head for some reason.
You have better personnel.
Exactly. Yes. So that's where I could see people being a little concerned about how much you're throwing the ball when that's your passing game. An inexperienced younger Jalen with inexperienced, not that good of wide receiver group. Now you have a more seasoned player in Jalen Hurts, a much better developed passer in Jalen Hurts, and the receiving core is there for him. I miss Dallas Goedert too, but they can throw the ball with these three wide receivers they have. They can throw the ball.
It just
says to me they know they are a better running team than maybe a passing team without all of their weapons together. So you lean on your run game. But the key thing is we put up 40 points running the football. Think about that.
Uh-huh.
Think about that. We put up 40.
Yep. They're running too much. Period. They're running too much. They are. You can't win like this in the playoffs. They will not win like this in the playoffs. They will not. And you know what's going to happen? A team is going to come along and defend them differently. And Shane Steichen and Nick Sirianni are going to be like, now what do we do? Look at the Tampa game last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any reaction to it. Like, they had no counter to what Tampa was doing. And it showed, and it was 31-0 when you're looking at it.
But we also didn't have the talent to go up against that defense, that coordinator.
It's fair.
It's a championship team, a championship coordinator, going up against an inexperienced offense with young players who hadn't really been in the fire together like that.
You're not, and I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, this is not the same team, and I acknowledge that, right? Like, when I'm asking what the biggest, and I do think they're running too much, when I ask what the biggest concern is, some people are going to say, oh, I have no concerns. Some people may say, see injuries, right? Mm-hmm. I have two concerns with this team. The fact that they've led from the wire, it's tough to go wire to wire, and I worry that they've peaked too early. We'll see. And that this run-heavy offense that we're seeing again this year, I feel like I just watched this last year, and I got people tell me the same thing. Jack, didn't we hear the same thing last year? Oh, they can't stop the run. You don't need to be able to throw it. You're fine.
I believe one of them is on the line right now. Yeah, it was the same stuff as last year. It was where it was like
the same thing.
Yeah, but this year still feels different though. Like everyone's bringing up, you know, the last 4 weeks of passing offense and whatnot. Dallas Goedert also went out. Like we never had these concerns when Dallas Goedert was playing. So if he comes back and they're running this as much, yeah, then I think it's time to be concerned. But I mean, Dallas Goedert's clearly proven that he's one of the more valuable players on this team.
Yeah, it's a big loss. It is. When the Eagles needed touchdowns at the end of the Colts game, what did they do in the fourth quarter? They had a lot of Jalen Hurts running the ball, mm-hmm. and they had a lot of running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working, and they should do
but
whatever.
Is that the passing game? Like when some of those were, I mean, called pass plays, and Jalen took
scrambles.
Off running. Yeah,
right. He scrambles.
That's like his two biggest runs Monday night. They were called pass plays that he took off because he saw man coverage,
right. Which was
and
smart.
He took off. Yeah. So those are passing plays. By the way, I mean the guy had 280 yards on two runs.
Yep. And that one play, he was
two
he just,
runs. That was the majority of the yards. I mean, you got 80 of them on two runs the first drive of the game.
I guess what I'm saying is, how about a more conventional way of getting yards on offense, which is throwing the ball like everybody else does in the NFL? I don't know. Listen, you rushed for 363 yards. It was an impressive performance against the Packers, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Too many rushing yards. Too much rushing. Can't win like that. This isn't 1986 where you deep running the football and defense is how you win championships. Oh, that's crap. You need to throw the ball to win championships. And they haven't proven to me they can do that. 215-592-9494. You don't think there's anything to the run-heavy offense of the Eagles? They're just choosing. Because I'm worried that they're already being defended differently, and mm-hmm. it's making them run the ball like against Indy. They ran the ball out of necessity because they're like, all right, well, now we gotta do what we do best, which is run the football.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't able to throw the ball for most of that game.
Yeah, but why?
I mean,
you're saying because people you think they're running the ball because people have figured out the offense. Like I don't when you say it's not Jalen to you, I don't know. You're saying it's the play calls.
I'm saying it's not all Jalen. This isn't me putting it on Jalen.
Okay, we get that. This I mean, but then what is it then? You're saying the coaches don't want to throw the ball; they want to run the ball.
I'm saying the coaches, Shane Steichen, the play calls, guys aren't like they're not getting guys open. Guys aren't open, or Jalen won't throw the ball if there are guys open. For whatever reason, the passing part of things in some of these games, they're not moving the ball passing.
I understand that. I'm just saying, what are we saying, or you saying is the issue? Because for one, it sounded like you were saying we are running the ball with purpose, right, instead of throwing the ball.
Correct.
So, and if it's not a referendum on the quarterback and his inability to throw the ball, you say you don't believe it's that. Okay, then is it the wide receivers? You're saying they aren't good enough? Guys dropping the ball?
It's the passing offense. I mean, why do you think that they're running the
ball?
No,
what I'm saying is because it's working. That's the simple answer. I'm trying to figure out why you would prefer them to throw the ball. They're running the ball because it works for them.
Because I believe that when you get to the playoffs, you're not going to be able, just like last year, you're not going to be able to run the ball that they're able to, like they're able to run the ball in the regular season. They're just not going to be able to.
Okay, so you don't believe they can throw the ball when they have to?
All of a sudden
you do believe they can throw the ball? Okay.
Ike, they haven't proven that they can recently.
Yeah, they have.
Not recently. Not to win games. They haven't said, you know what, we can't run the ball today. They're taking away the run, so we're going to have to pass it. I need to see it. I need to see that Jalen Hurts in the passing offense can more or less be, hey, we're not even going to try to run the ball because we can pass against anybody.
We're not the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Which is why we're going to win the Super Bowl, and they're not because they can't run the ball, even when they need to. That's why Kansas City is bringing in another old running back because they can't run the ball.
Yeah. Well, they're losing guys, too.
It doesn't matter. They got guys there. They couldn't run the ball when they had guys.
215-592-9494. Let's take some phone calls here.
Yeah.
OG Wade Actually, OG, wait, hang on a second. Keenan in North Philly leads off. Keenan, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, Johnny and Mike, what's up, y'all?
Keenan? What's up, Keenan?
Yo, I love the show, man. I swear to God, not taking no shots at the other show. I'm going to make it quick. I can't do the other shows. I love y'all show, man. It's always cracking.
Appreciate it, bro.
But I kind of, listen, I kind of agree with Mark, man, because this is how I feel about it.
Not a good start.
Yes, we have a good record. Yes, we winning. But I'm not confident like that we really like on some A1 strong, like our coordinators. I really don't believe in them. And I don't really think we've been really tested like to that advantage. And when the playoffs come, we have to turn it up. And I'm not really confident in our coordinators. I mean, they're okay.
You're not confident in our coordinators?
No. I think we have great talent on the team. But, like, our coordinators, they don't scheme. Our game plans be scheming average. I think we be just leaning off Jalen Hurts' talent. We winning by just talent on the field. Huh? You know, them dudes don't scheme them coordinators. Our game plans doesn't look sharp. I got
news for you, Keenan.
Talk to me.
If the coordinators don't have players, none of them going to scare you. What do you think, the X's and O's on a piece of paper scare you?
Even when we started the year when we had all the players, man, that was just, I mean, you really fear Nick Sirianni. Like, he looked good. I mean, he okay. But
do
really
I fear Nick Sirianni? No, I fear Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith to Dallas Goedert when he's out there to Miles Sanders. That's what I fear. I fear the players.
Talent. We got talent. But behind that talent, so you don't think our coordinators, when the time is, let's say we would come against San Fran, the coach over there.
Yeah, you're afraid of him. You're afraid of Kyle Shanahan.
I just respect talent. I know good coordinators, dude. I know good coordinators, and I'm just saying.
You respect talent. Why do you respect their talent more than you respect our talent?
Because I don't think our game play be too strong, dude. I think we just be winning on the skin of our legs of
Jalen Hurts running the ball, Keith.
So that's how we won this year, on the legs of Jalen Hurts running the ball. Really?
Recently.
What type of football have you guys watched this year? You mean to tell me we've won football games with Jalen Hurts running?
Last four games, yes.
Oh, God.
So against Houston, 21-27 through 27 times.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 243 yards against the Commanders.
Oh, how many times did he run in that game?
I would have to go back and look at the box score. Miles Sanders was 17 for. He ran it nine times.
Okay,
9 for 23.
Okay,
But that wasn't like a big passing offense day. Is my point. Next game against the Commanders, 17 for 26, 175 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Following game, 18 of 25. Against the Packers, 16-26, 153 yards. Right, mm-hmm. So you're most of these games you're not even throwing for 200 yards. Right, all I'm saying is that when I project to when you're playing the better teams in the playoffs, mm-hmm. trying to win that same way is going to be more difficult.
Yeah, you're right, because San Francisco and its high powered offense, we're going to need to put up 50 to beat them. They just scored 13 against New Orleans. Yeah, we're going to need to put up 40 against them to beat them.
But they gave up none.
They scored 13. Which means you don't have to get all out of your game plan and feel like you need to win a shootout. What it means is they win by defense and not by their offense. It doesn't mean you need to go be in a shootout as if they're scoring 30 points a game.
Let's go to OG Wade, checking in. OG Wade, how are you today, buddy? Hold on, let me find you there. OG Wade, how are you? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
OG Wade?
What's up, OG?
I'm just a little disturbed. I just bumped into Ruben Frank, too, at the I was cashing in one of my parlays. You know what I'm saying?
What, was he betting, too?
No, he was actually doing some work there. He looked like he was looking for somebody. Whatever.
Gotcha.
But anyway,
yeah.
Let me get to this point here. Johnny, boy, you know you're my dude. You know what I'm saying? But you're starting to bother me like that idiot on the other show, Joe DeCamera, or Joe DeCamera.
Who's my man? Me!
Yeah.
But the problem that I have with y'all and the guy that just called is that you guys are looking for a style of win. That's so idiotic. It doesn't even make sense. The name of this damn game, I keep telling you damn fools, is to win the damn game. Why is you worrying about how they winning it? And you want to know, can they win this? If they 10-1, doing what they've been doing, obviously you can win this way.
Yeah.
You can go and look at and everybody want to hype the San Fran Franciscos all up. You want to hype them up. They the Super Bowl team. They got two running – well, first of all, both of their running backs hurt now. So how much of a threat are they going to be? They can't even put up points. So it's not like you got to outscore these guys. The fact that you have a team that can beat you in multi-facets of ways, that gives you, Johnny Boy, the best team in the NFL. So you don't think Kansas City would love to be able to run the ball and still win? You don't think the Buffalo?
No, I don't think that they would want to do that.
Yes, Andy Reid would love to be able to win in multi-facets a game, because guess what? That's how they lost last year.
Mm-hmm.
They could not run the ball.
Well, it was the offensive line couldn't protect their quarterback.
No, listen, man. Calm down, bro. I'm just trying to educate you on
something. I mean, are you telling me protection from the offensive line wasn't an issue with Kansas City last year?
No, it was not. I'm trying to tell you that if your offense cannot run the ball and you're in the playoffs, you're not winning these games. That's how you win playoff games, is running the ball and for having just the ability to do multiple things. Here's what's happening right now. In the last four games that we've played, the defenses of the other teams, their defensive, passing defense, has been better. So you want to attack, what is that team?
The area of weakness, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So coming into this Sunday night's game, everybody know Green Bay could not stop the run. So what are you going to – if you're a smart coordinator, you're going to run the ball and make them stop what you're doing best, and then you'll go to that if you need to go to that. Don't think that the fact that we're not throwing the ball a lot or whatever is not the fact that we can't throw the ball. Jalen can throw the ball and throw it very well. I think everybody in NFL knows this right now, or he would not be a leading or even a candidate for MVP. All I'm trying to tell you guys is that you got to understand what you're watching. Once you understand football and understand how to attack a defense as an offensive team, and then you also got to understand when your defense is giving up points like we was giving up against Green Bay, sometimes your offense has to run the ball to get that defense rest, to get them to be able to get their
points. Yeah, but like you said, the game plan was to run the football. They were doing that the entire game. They're 31st in the NFL in the last four games in passing. The Eagles are 31st in the last four games.
What I'm trying to say
to you, Wade, is you may have no concerns with the Eagles or with the passing game. I have concerns because I feel like I just watched this last year, albeit they have better personnel on offense with the wide receivers. They do. So the team's better. So as much of a concern? I mean, I don't know. This is the biggest concern I have about the team right now.
Yeah, to me, the concern last year was they couldn't throw the ball. They certainly couldn't throw it effectively. And as far as trying to go win that way, that was virtually impossible to try to go win a game last year throwing the football first and foremost. We saw that the offense looked putrid last year, which is why they changed it to what they did and started running the football. But I thought what they'd done this offseason by incorporating more stuff that Jalen fits his skill set has allowed them to be able to throw the ball when they need to. Like, some of these teams can't go to another facet if a team stops them. If Kansas City is struggling throwing the football, what are they going to do? They can't go to a running back. Their game is over. It's over. If Travis Kelce gets injured, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
I mean, they still have Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly. And is he going to catch the ball himself? It's a wrap.
All right, 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls.
Can't even name any other player he throws the ball to other than Travis Kelce.
Believe me,
I've used plenty of them in fantasy football, and it's all worthless.
You get
one or two guys to get a catch here or a catch there.
Kadarius Toney.
Exactly. Injured already.
I mean, they certainly don't have anything that's there week after week except for Kelce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. So if you take Kelce out of there because people have to devote so much attention to him, what do you think what is Sky Moore going to do? What is Valdez Scantling going to do?
Well, they are the favorites to win the Super Bowl, so.
Well, they were last year, too.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Your biggest worry with the Eagles, are you worried about the passing offense? Have they been figured out? Get in now. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Back after this.
Hey, football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Now, that's free bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just sign up using promo code IKE. Now, I've told you some of the reasons why I love betting on FanDuel. You heard them. I love the fact that you get place bets on some of your favorite money lines, the point spreads, or the player props. The live betting is always great. You get updated odds on games that have already started, and you can find all of that on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. That's why I love the FanDuel app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up today with promo code IKE for your no-sweat first bet. Again, that's promo code IKE, and make every moment more this season with FanDuel.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Elliot's going to join us coming up from 3 to 4 Tuesdays with Elliot. So that's coming up here. We will keep you updated. Jack Fritz is in the breaking news booth.
/ goal booth?
Yeah, so today the breaking news would be a goal by the USA.
USA! USA! USA!
Awesome. In the biggest match between the U.S. and Iran since 1984 when the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, escaped the camel clutch and was able to give the Iron Sheik a leg drop and win the WWF title. So they are currently scoreless right now in World Cup action. So we'll keep you updated.
It feels like they're dominating early, though.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just game feel, yeah, I'd say, yep.
Yeah. If Jack seems a little distant today,
I'm glad you're paying attention to the show.
Yeah, he's paying attention to the World Cup.
What's in the corner of my eye? Listen, man, don't worry
about Jack's
it.
Got big money on Iran today on the money line, so.
No, that's me.
Hold on a second.
It's an emotional
You went Iran?
Oh, yeah.
What was the number?
I have no idea. I just put 20 on them.
Are they?
Yep.
No, that's good reasoning because, you know, if they win, we're happy, right?
Yep.
You used we when referring to USA Soccer.
Yep, it's we. I'm still in there. Yep.
They're one of your AFC teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, really? So if the USA's gone, then you'll be rooting for Iran.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. All right, well, we'll keep you updated. I'm sure Elliot's going to be... going to be paying attention on the air to what's going on.
If Iran, it's Iran, Iran.
It's supposed to be Iran. There was one of the United States players called it Iran, and they were infuriated. The whole country was mad. This has become a very personal, a very personal game.
Yeah, and that's why I don't really want to comment on anything. You can't make jokes about anything. Everybody getting upset.
No,
exactly.
Yeah.
Just know I put money on the opposite way. Just know that. Yeah, it's emotional hedge. That's right.
There you go. Yeah, so either way, you're happy.
I'll be happy regardless.
That's, you know what? If the USA beats Iran, that's worth 20
bucks,
right?
It's worth the 20 bucks, yep.
You're hooking us up, Ike. Thank you. Appreciate it. Twitter questions.
Jack went broke through going through the Phillies playoffs like that.
He definitely did.
Dude, yeah, you're not lying.
He put his diapers and formula on the line.
He's betting on Padres, the Braves, and the Astros.
Everybody,
just to make sure that the Phillies won all those games, man.
Thank you, Jack.
I mean, just the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, the city may have made $78 million. FanDuel may have made at least an extra
more than that. Yeah. Yes, they did make a lot of money in Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
Based on the World Series. Biggest concern with the Eagles. That's our Twitter question today, and it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. What's your biggest concern with the Eagles? Defense, special teams, passing offense, or no concerns? No concerns. I don't have any.
Oh, what's that one pulling in
there? I don't have any concerns. They're 10-1. What are you talking about? Why can't you guys just be happy? So you should have put special teams because that's the easiest answer of them all.
Yeah.
It's 53%.
Because most teams' biggest concern is special teams when talking about a Super Bowl.
Right, right. Yes, exactly.
What I tell you about disrespecting the third unit.
I know. Yeah, sorry.
You want that Fire Ike show yesterday?
Exactly.
No concerns has more votes than passing offense. By the way,
I'm just saying your special teams is your biggest concern. Your team's pretty good.
I know what you're saying, man. That's all I'm just saying, though, man. Go ahead.
There'd be a lot of teams in the NFL that would like their biggest concern to be special teams. And the special teams might end up costing them a game if they don't fix that.
No, as long as it's not your field goal kicker. Because if that's the issue, nobody wants that.
Right.
Yes.
But the way they're giving up coverage yards here,
yes.
It might be bad. Jack, what is your biggest concern with the Eagles right now? Like, you're kind of poo-pooing the passing offense concerns.
Well, because I just think it comes down to Goddard. Like, really. Like, I think I don't have a big concern about the running off or the passing offense because, like, I don't think there's a good team in the NFC that it really concerns me about. Like, I think running is pretty up around the league. And the only time that I'd really be concerned about it, John, frankly, is in the Super Bowl. Because, like, then you can get into a shootout with the Miami, the Chiefs, the Bills. I don't see a shootout happening before then. And I think if these games get tight, like, I think running the ball is actually probably a good thing. So, I mean, my concern is still the defense. I mean, they allowed 33 points the other day. We're not allowed to talk about the defense. Like, why? They allowed 33 points the other day. And it's not like they've been a great unit. They're fine.
Yeah, but some of that was circumstance, right?
And I understand it was circumstance. I agree with you. But they still did allow 33 points. I know there are some short fields, but why don't you turn the ball over once? Everyone's talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers being cooked, Aaron Rodgers this, Jordan Love this. Like,
made some nice throws.
Stop them. Like, the Lions held them to 9 points.
Well, I guess my question would be.
They got no defense.
No defense. Who's the last team to and I'm not saying that the Eagles need to win like this. This is different than last year, to where like that was their only shot of winning games was a heavy run offense. But it seems like we're trending more towards that than them being this heavy passing offense,
right,
which I thought we were going to be doing.
Hey, it's getting cold. You got to run the ball.
All right, let's go to Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hey.
Oh.
Chuck, listen.
Oh, hi.
Here we are. Hey, you know what I mean? This is why I told you I needed them to run the football, right? Because here's the thing. The difference between last year and this year, and I'm going to explain to you why, okay?
All right.
First of all, we missed Dallas Goedert, okay? That's our starting tight end, great receiver, great blocker, just down the third. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So, Johnny, the reason why we lost to Tampa last year, because we couldn't pass the ball. You understand what I'm saying? This year, they can pass the ball. And they've proven that to you all year long. Yeah. I don't know what you need to see. They've proven they can pass the ball. Three reasons why last year they couldn't do it. The scheme wasn't as good as it is this year offensively.
They have better players, but they have better players this year. I acknowledge that. I agree that.
Quarterback wasn't MVP-level quarterback as he is this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Jalen Hurts' maturation is what's making us dynamic. And I'm going to tell you this, right?
Yeah.
When you get to the playoffs, you're going to learn to appreciate that run game.
Oh, yeah?
Because when it's incorporated with the pass game, like I think it can be, and they can mix it both in, that's when you got a talented team. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You love the 49ers, right, Johnny?
I don't love the 49ers, no. No, but I think that's their toughest matchup to me would be against the 49ers because they can run the football, which is one of the Achilles heels of the Eagles defense, I'm told. And also they're big and physical on defense. Right? So that's why I worry about the 49ers. Not Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, one of the reasons why the Eagles would be favored in the game is because of Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Like I don't necessarily disagree with that. But the teams that you're likely to match up with as you get going in the playoffs, the Cowboys can run the football with two guys, right? So, and the 49ers, to me, they're the two teams you wouldn't want to face in the playoffs.
Yo, Jet.
He's here.
He's there.
Chuck.
He's listening.
I don't know what's going on with Chuck today.
L.
Must have had a bad cell signal.
That was a terrible call.
Yeah. No, keep this in mind. They're 10-1, so I'm not telling you the sky's falling or anything like that. But we need you to keep this in mind.
We know they're 10-1. We need you to keep in mind they're 10-1.
Here's the thing: if it's so easy to pass the ball, why aren't they doing it?
Who said it was easy to pass the ball?
Everybody's telling me, oh, they'll be able to pass the ball whenever they want to. Like, why are they running the ball so much if they can pass the ball so well?
Because it works.
But the whole reason they got A.J. Brown and they have Devontae Smith as a second-year wide receiver and Quez Watkins is now the third receiver, and I know you don't have Dallas Goedert anymore, is because now you can throw the ball. Now you want to throw the ball. Now you don't have to worry about it. That's why.
USA! 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 USA!
United States has scored a goal.
There you go.
38 minutes of the first half. Is that how you say it, Jack?
I think so.
Well, 38 minutes of the first half. The United States is on the board.
Never a doubt.
And the Americans in
their best players hurt.
In Qatar they're going crazy. There you go. Is he their best player? What's his name, Jack?
Pulisic.
Pulisic?
Yeah, he's from New Jersey. Or no, he's from Hershey. He grew up in Hershey. And then he's apparently a Jets, Rangers, Sixers fan.
Jets, Rangers, Sixers. All right. Well, I mean, these guys are always laying on the ground. You think that they're out for the season,
yeah,
and then they spray them with something, and they're up running around 2 minutes later. But a nice goal there. I took a knee in the midsection. There you go. All right. Like 1-0 USA. Let's go. All right. Let's get back to the phones. Tom in Vancouver. Tom, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Tom, how's the Canadian team in soccer? Are they good?
The Canadian team scored its first goal in men's World Cup soccer ever against Belgium a couple of days ago.
Wow.
That's how it's doing.
Congratulations. How you doing, buddy?
So, doing well. I'm doing well, guys. So, Ike, is John warming you up for Elliot today? Is that what's going on here?
Yes.
Am I warming John up for Elliot, or is John warming me up for Elliot?
The other way around.
Oh, warming me up for Elliot.
Yeah, listening to you guys, man. Holy cow, you and Elliot went at each other? I thought you were going to blow a gasket there, Ike. And we love you too much for that.
Yeah.
He's coming up at 3.
We do that every Tuesday, yes.
Last week seemed more intense than usual.
It's all good.
Okay, yes. I'm glad to hear that.
Everything is all good here, Tom. We're good here, brother.
Oh, good.
Did you not hear me and Elliot do a show last night together?
No, that sounded much better. That sounded much better.
Yes, they're always fine. At 4 o'clock when he leaves,
yes. When Elliot leaves, everything is perfectly fine. Yes.
Yeah, and Elliot, if you are listening, you got to take your cues from Johnny Marks when he tries to give you an off-ramp. I noticed you were trying to set that up last week, John, and he wasn't taking it. All right, man.
All right,
passing,
Tom.
Passing game.
Yes.
I am actually also concerned about that. My main concern was about Goddard, but then, when John, when you mentioned that it's been 4 weeks like this, I didn't realize that. That's that is really concerning. And I'm wondering, was it Five who was saying about the college shotgun limiting screenplay and play action?
Yes.
I heard that. Yeah,
yeah, he said it yesterday because he's not concerned that they're running too much or the passing game. But I asked him because he was so good. The Eagles teams with McNabb were so good in the screen game. And I said, well, what's going on with this team? And he said that it's because they line up in the shotgun so much. It's more difficult to do screens. You can still do them. But I don't know.
That's his opinion on screen. The running backs aren't very good. I mean, if they wanted to run the screen, they would just put the quarterback under the center.
And they could run them.
They could just run a screen. It's obviously the reasons why they don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not effective when they try it. They're not getting it done.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck's back. Chuck, go ahead, man. Your phone's better.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to say my fault. I apologize, man. You know what I mean? On the phone.
That's all right. Thing.
You know, sometimes the phone got a mind of its own. Listen. Hey, Johnny. Hey, Ike, listen.
Yes, sir.
This situation, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold you guys long. But we are missing Dallas Goedert, okay? We're missing some key players. Dallas is a big part of this passing offense. Mm-hmm. We have showed you all year long, Johnny, that we can pass the football. That's the difference between this team this year and that team last year.
Mm.
And the number one thing that's the biggest difference is we got an MVP candidate that's wearing number one that's behind the center. He won MVP candidate last year. This dude can do it all. He can pass, he can run, whatever you want, that's how he can give it to you. This is the thing, right? I'd rather be two-dimensional than one-dimensional. These guys can, when you don't be able to pass the ball, because in the playoffs, it might be some inclement weather. It might be a defense. They won't allow you to pass like that. You got to be able to lean on something else. And that's what this team can do. Johnny, I don't know what you need to see how this team is for real. I want to ask you something, Johnny.
But hang on a second. There's a difference between being for real and when I'm talking about this team winning a Super Bowl or going to a Super Bowl. I'm talking about losing in the playoffs.
Okay,
right, that's what I'm talking about.
Johnny, who do you got going to the Super Bowl this year out of the NFC?
Who did I have? I had Green Bay, but that's obviously not going to work out right now.
I'm talking about right now, Johnny. Who's your team? Who's your favorite to come out? And obviously the Eagles. Who's your favorite to come out the NFC right now?
The Niners.
Okay. Who was the Niners missing on Sunday when they struggled against whomever was out there playing for the Rams, who probably up for
Elijah Mitchell?
Elijah Mitchell. That's who they missing.
Mm-hmm.
They had damn near everybody. Kittles, you know what I mean? Debo, everybody. They only put up 13 points.
Right.
The point I'm trying to make here.
How about when the Eagles put up 17 points on? They needed two late touchdowns.
They was on the road against a pretty, you know, stout defense.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. We're going to find out how real the 49ers is this week when they're going up against a formidable offensive team this week in the Miami Dolphins. Let's see how real your team is this week going to the Super Bowl, your Super Bowl pick, this week going up against a legitimate offensive and AFC threat this week, okay? All you lovers out there, the Dallas Cowboys, who struggled to beat the Giants, came back in the second half to beat the Giants on Thursday night football or Thanksgiving. What I'm trying to say is this, right? This team is different from last year. This team can do it all. My main concern is the defensive coordinator. You understand what I'm saying? That's my main concern. It had nothing to do with the offense. The offense already shows you they can beat you in a close game or they can score 40 points to beat you. And they got a hell of a talent.
All
they got more talent this year than what they did last year. Johnny, what I'm trying to say to you is this, right? The team that you love so much, the 49ers, right?
Mm-hmm. My team, my favorite team, yes.
Yeah, my team.
Love them.
That's who you're picking to come out the Super Bowl this year, right?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Let me tell you something. This week, check them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to check back with you next week.
Well, everybody, Chuck, you'll check back with us before next week.
Sure.
Chuck.
Yeah, it's
Thank
only
you.
Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. We'll talk to you a couple more times.
Tomorrow, Thursday, before and then. Friday, yeah.
The Eagles right now have the inside track. They're most likely going to have home field throughout the NFC with their record, with the games that they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the Ravens, and what made me think about this was Chuck was saying, well, Jalen Hurts is the MVP. Jalen Hurts may win the MVP. Right now, Pat Mahomes is the only person with shorter odds to win the MVP than Jalen Hurts, right? He's mm-hmm. right there with Tua. So it's Mahomes, Hurts, and Tua are 1, 2, 3 in MVP odds right now, right? Like the year that Lamar won the MVP in that first playoff game, they had the bye. In that first playoff game, the Tennessee Titans Well, I mean, they were more like, hey, you're not going to be able to run the ball. Lamar, you can run around and make 1,000 plays. He threw the ball 59 times. He ran the ball 20 times. And they scored 12 points. Right? Like, Tennessee is the team. I can't wait for this Sunday's game because this
also was a young Lamar.
Jalen Hurts is young, too. He doesn't have the experience that some of these other quarterbacks do.
But he's a more developed passer than Lamar.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
But on that day, Lamar threw for 365 yards. He did have two interceptions. But, like that day, against a physical defense, against a team that wanted to run the ball, and they weren't worried about having to throw to win. They were going to run the ball, and they were going to just say, hey, they said, Lamar, you try to beat us. And they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So when I look at a matchup like that coming up in the playoffs, Jalen Hurts can be the MVP all they want. If they need to be able to throw the football, they say, "Hey, listen, we're gonna let you do what you do, which is make a lot of the plays for your team." But that's all you're gonna do.
I don't understand why you don't think they would be able to throw the football. That's what I don't get.
Well, why aren't they throwing the football now?
They do throw the football now.
And it feels different from earlier in the season. A.J. Brown hasn't been the same player. Devontae really hasn't had impact that I thought he was going to make this year.
Okay. And those things can be true. But it doesn't mean that when it gets to the postseason that they won't be able to throw the ball if they're forced to throw the ball. There's a difference than saying we are a throwing football team. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs are. That's what the Buffalo Bills are. That's what the L.A. Chargers are. They are a throwing football team. They come out, they throw. That's what Tampa Bay does. Tom Brady wants to throw. That's not what the Eagles are. As a matter of fact, they don't want to be classified as a running team or a throwing team. So they have the ability, if you want to load up and try to stop the run and force Jalen to beat you with his arm, Minnesota, ask them what they thought about Jalen's arm and his ability to throw the ball. Ask the Washington Commanders what they thought about Jalen throwing the ball. The Pittsburgh Steelers, when Jalen had to throw the ball. Like, the idea that he's going to come out and put up 300 yards passing per game and sit back there like Pat Mahomes does throwing the ball. He's not Pat Mahomes. He's not. And this offense isn't that. They actually do care about running. As much as I love Big Red, when the hell has Andy ever cared about running the football? Except for in 2003 when we had no wide receivers.
Right.
And we had to use the three-headed monster. Andy wants to throw the ball. That's what Andy does. I'm surprised Sean McDermott wants to throw the ball as much as they do. But they want to put everything on Josh Allen and his arm. Just look at their running backs. They're not trying to run the football. The Eagles actually do embrace the run.
Yeah.
And they don't mind doing it. They know that if you have to go out and throw the ball 40 times every game, that may not be conducive to us winning every week. We may win some games, but it's not a formula for us to win every week. So they don't go into it looking at that way. Like, the only way we can win is if Jalen goes out here and he puts the ball up 40 times and throws for 300 yards. They're perfectly fine running the football. They're okay with that. And you know what? Sometimes the evidence helps people change their minds. So even if the philosophy wanted to be, I want to be a passing team. I want to throw the ball like we all believe that's what the owner wants. That's what they want. They want to throw. Well, okay, we just had a big arm quarterback here that could throw the ball. Do you want to win or do you want to throw the football?
Win.
They want to win. Exactly. So what you do is you embrace what you have. I can remember a day this summer, or maybe it was like early in the spring. It was at some point where I remember going off about the Eagles needing to stop flirting or having wandering eyes at other quarterbacks and get behind this guy and support him. Stop walking on eggshells when people ask you whether or not he's your quarterback. Just say, yeah, you don't have an alternative. So stop trying to have reservations about how comfortable you are with Jalen Hurts. He's our best option. Start developing him. Put players around him. Cultivate a culture that supports him as opposed to leaves a question in the air all the time as to whether or not he's the guy. That's when that nonsense needed to stop, and that's when they decided, you know what? All the looking at this and looking at that, that's over with. He's here. Let's go play. And he answered all the questions, and that's why you don't hear no more of that talk. And you, sometimes you got to say to yourself, we have to adjust. This is the quarterback we have. And I don't care if I envision having Dan Marino back there, Pat Mahomes, or whomever back there. That ain't what we have. And this is more than enough. You know what? Dallas was envisioning other quarterbacks too, and they kept playing around with Dak Prescott for years. He's still their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the guy, and you have to win with him, and you gotta have the ability to adjust when building an offense around Jalen Hurts. You can't be stagnant. You can't be stuck in your ways, and it has to fit in this bracket. No, uh-uh. If this is the guy you're going to coach, you got to put an offense around him, and that's what they've done. In some games, it's going to be the run game, and some games, it's going to be the passing game. I just love that they can do both. They can do both. They can do both. And until we get in a situation where we can't – or we don't win because – I don't know. The only time I can really think of what you needing to pass is if you get down double digits in a game and you need to catch up. And you're saying, oh, my God, I can't come back. Because now that's what San Francisco is going to do. Mm-hmm. They get down by 10, 14, 16 points. It's a wrap. Because we got to put the game on Jimmy G's shoulder now.
Eagles were just came back from two. They scored two touchdowns in the fourth against the Colts. They didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't panic and they went right to the run. And they were able to go bang, bang, and score those touchdowns.
Exactly. And you got a quarterback that can pick up chunk plays.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback that can pick up chunk plays. I'm not telling you that this is the most prolific passing offense. That's not what I'm telling you. And I'm not telling you that if you're looking at the team and you say, that's the one concern that I have, is we it don't look like we can throw the ball. All I'm saying is that I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Because I think you're just going to have to get comfortable with possibly winning. With Jalen throwing for 180 yards, rushing for 75 yards. And, hey, if it leads to a W, nobody's going to care.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Short Parks joins us coming up next.
All those loser quarterbacks that play in San Diego and Los Angeles for the Chargers, they put up hollow numbers for decades. Dan Fouts, Phillip Rivers, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another one now.
Got another one out there putting up hollow numbers.
That's true.
They're hollow numbers until you actually win something or you get in the postseason. They can do it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's see.
That's all I'm saying. Is the Chargers? They got a history of that.
They certainly do. We'll see what this offense looks like when they get into the playoffs. Like 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Elliot's thoughts. Biggest worry, biggest concern for the Eagles down the stretch here. It's the passing offense. He discusses coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, guys. If you're thinking about losing weight, right? The holidays are coming up, right? You want to knock down a couple of pounds after Thanksgiving. And not only are you losing weight, but you're helping your overall health, right? Research shows that it also helps increase testosterone levels, which can resolve ED and low libido. And with NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually 20 to 40 plus pounds. Weight loss is contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural formulas and supplements where the side effect is weight loss. You can lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. That's guaranteed. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no counting points, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. Schedule an initial consult in one of their many locations throughout the East Coast or from anywhere with live online video consultations. No matter how much weight you need to lose, NJ Diet is definitely for you. And don't wait for your doctor to give you bad news and say, all right, hey, you got to lose some weight. Stay ahead of your health by calling NJ Diet today. 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or visit NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.